Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Browns legend Bernie Kosar gave an update on his health today with a Twitter video from a hospital bed.
Unfortunately, it being infected again, Sunday night after that bad Browns game and Monday morning, the bleeding started again. So to have two aggressive procedures yesterday to help stop the bleeding, and then unfortunately early this morning now to be heading down for a third procedure, I can't tell you, being under this duress right now, but wanting to start everyone's day positively and spiritually in the right frame of mind, man, all the duress right now, I could really use your love, support, and actual prayers today.
So usually we do a topic here, but we mm-hmm. do just want to wish Bernie the best in his recovery. I believe I think I got a video from him saying that the procedures actually went well today.
Good.
So he is on recovery there, but Bernie's been so awesome and so vulnerable and open with all of his health struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that needs to be commended, because I think, especially for a lot of guys, it can be hard to share this kind of stuff. And I think it's important, no matter what age you are, to hear, hey, I'm going through it. And, this is the kind of thing you have to do to get healthy.
Yeah. Obviously, prayers up for Bernie. That's really, he sent a text saying everything's looking a little bit better.
Yeah,
now.
He sent me, I know there was another video out there. He sent me the video and said, we're doing okay. We're on the road to where we need to be.
Yeah, when we saw him in training camp, he made the joke to us about having this what looks like a pot belly essentially.
Oh yeah.
But he was like, this is my new baby, and yeah. Behind that is obviously a very sad reality that he's going through a lot right now, and he was obviously having some troubles then, but in such great spirits the entire way. Like, one thing I always I took away from that was, even he's feeling awful, but he's there doing the interview with us. But then on top of it, he's going through, and he must have signed for maybe, 35 minutes or so.
Yep.
Like, he signed for basically everybody and anybody, to the point then, an hour later, when he then left the tent and more people wanted autographs, I wanted to go over and be like, guys, he was there for 35 minutes. He can't he can't just sit there all day. It doesn't work that way.
Everybody on the station will attest to what a kind person Bernie is, how patient he is, how giving he is with his time. But I think what's really cool about Bernie is Bernie has been the face of the Cleveland Browns since the year I was born. And he still does it because it's a role that, we love Baker. Baker didn't always act like the face of the Browns in the way that I think is best for fans. There's the BS way teams want you to act, but then there's just the natural graciousness you have with fans and kind of being what you want the Browns to be, and
Baker,
Bernie has
Baker
always
was really
been
good.
That.
Baker just chose his moments when he wanted to be really
yes.
good. That's the difference there.
Because yeah.
I want to give credit to Baker. Baker did a lot of stuff for salute
Baker's
service.
Baker's done it anybody but anybody since Bernie.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Yeah. I would put Shador in this camp too. Like, when we watched Shador do some of that stuff, and I'm sure you saw that photo or the video 24 hours ago where he bought the single mom a car
yep.
and doing things to actually ingratiate himself within the community. That's he ripped on Deshaun in the first segment about where's Deshaun. It's I didn't see any of that with Deshaun. Bought yep. a cheesesteak place. Great, congratulations.
Omaha!
All right, Guardians Luis Ortiz has pled not guilty in the pitch rigging case. Here's what I want to say off of this. Today was the official day. He went into the courts. He said not guilty. He's got to stay in one of the states that he's accused of, whether it's Ohio, New Jersey, or New York. That's his new deal. Here's my advice, Luis. Deny. Keep denying. I would go non-guilty until the end of time on this, and I would make them prove that you, in fact, did have these pitches and threw it the way that you threw it. Like with Class A, you got a year's worth of evidence in 2023. He took 2024 off, and then you got a couple months of 2025. You can build up a credible case within that. If Ortiz really started this thing in June or so, and he's only linked to a couple outings that this went down in, I would say deny, put the burden of proof on them, and then you may be able to squeeze out of this one. I would want clear-cut evidence that a jury could actually get you on.
Two things. One, it's really hard to say that if we're not in, we don't have skin in the game. I was really depressed, though, with Zach Meisel saying the Guardians, or baseball's pushing for a ruling on Ortiz and Class A so they can figure out the money for that the Guardians have.
Yeah.
And so there's the idea that until that is that they're officially ruled on, the Guardians aren't going to spend that money. So that was a little bit of a kick in the shorts.
And baseball might do this the way the NFL does, where it's like it doesn't even matter what the court case finds or anything like that. Like, just the public image says you did something, so we're going to go ahead and just, you're gone, Ortiz. But my advice to him, my counsel to him would be just deny everything and make him prove it to you.
My counsel would have been just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Say you're actually in trouble for rooster fighting, but then Class A took that too.
Yeah, well, that you can't both go cockfighting.
Yeah. Well, you could, but it takes a little of the sting off.
It is the Dominican.
Yeah.
Is it implausible that both of them were doing some cockfighting?
No.
On the side?
I'm not aware of how much they do or do not cockfight in the Dominican.
You know, I told Menigan off the air, I've just lost all my vices. I don't gamble anymore. I don't drink anymore. I've just lost my vices, and I'm trying to gain some vices back.
We going
to
get one?
I'm trying to gain some vices back, and so if cockfighting's in the... Would you want to go to... how do we find an underground cockfighting situation?
No, I don't want to.
How do we find that? Tamales, you know, being served on the side?
It's
the whole
funny.
Deal.
I don't
I can be like Elaine. Tamale!
I don't love watching boxing or UFC anymore. I think I have even less of an appetite for animal fighting.
Well, it's about the event. Yeah. Like, it's about the event.
It's not about like the spirit of the community.
Yes, it's a community thing. It's not really about the actual watching of them.
Yeah, so they're not watching them. They turn their backs Amish
little,
style.
It seems a little too close to maybe Michael Vick for myself in a situation we don't want to be tapped into. As you sounded out, it seems maybe a little too ruthless.
Yeah.
To make me be like, all right, maybe I want to backtrack this immediately.
All right. I'll let you hit the eject
seat. But the spirit and the community of it all just seems really intense. Yeah. Wait, that
you know,
is
they
bonkers.
Got church.
When you sounded out,
just
I don't know why.
Just go to church.
My bird brain self was like, cockfighting, not that bad. But when you actually sound it out, he's trading cheating on baseball for what is essentially something that happened that put Michael Vick in prison.
Yeah.
Like, that's the trade-off that he thinks he's making that's going to get people in better conscience with him?
Well, because one of them doesn't put you in jail for potentially 65 years.
And that's where Ortiz comes in play. That's where Ortiz comes in play. Yep. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Never admit it. And if you have to go down for cockfighting, you go down for cockfighting. It's about the community, Nick.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Jets head coach Aaron Glenn celebrated his second win of the season this week by treating the New York Jets beat reporters like crap.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich.
Candidate for IR, or is that not something you want
to... Ask Rich. Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like, we want to hear from you. You know, like,
you guys have been here. You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
All right, he's referring to Rich Cimino, who's like a 40-year Jets beat reporter.
Is it Cimino? And, I thought it was Cimini. Or is it even...
It is Cimini. You're right. I don't know why I added the O there. However...
You made him Italian.
Well, might Cimini be anyway. Is also Italian.
Well, as we discovered yesterday, just say you're Italian and you can be Italian man of the
That's
year.
That's true. I'm Italian.
And I hear you're up
for
the running.
Vote for me, clowns. That being said...
You want to know where they find out Italian man of the year? Cockfighting rings. That's just where they figure that out. That's where they figure that whole thing out. The voting process, right in between rounds two
I'm
and three.
I'm just going to let you keep talking there, friend. However,
I'm Italian. I can say these things.
I can't remember if you actually are proving your own theory. However, this is such a stupid thing. So basically, Aaron Glenn's mad at Rich Cimini for reporting injury news when he should be mad at either the agent or the player that leaked the news to Rich Cimini.
What was the actual news? What are they fighting over?
I think it was about Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson's latest injury.
Whether he can or cannot play?
Yes. And so Aaron Glenn is throwing a hissy fit about this. And I understand the undertaking that he has, which is to try to eliminate all the leaks in the Jets organization. And he's doing it the way Parcells would do it, the guy that he came into the NFL under. The problem is, it's not the beat reporter's fault.
Yeah, it also sounds like he just got mad at the idea that maybe Rich had the information before he did.
Oh, I don't hate that as well.
You know, he's like, why is the beat reporter finding out this news before I ever find out this news? And it just got him a little angry.
Steve saying, your latest hateful rant on Stefanski likely caused Orlovsky's truck issues this afternoon. You know what? We own that. Well, I would like to apologize to Dan Orlovsky. I'd like to apologize to his truck. If I just hadn't called out Kevin Stefanski for his blatant lack of accountability, I think Dan would be joining us in 5 minutes. This is on me. Can you also take ownership? Because this is how we do it. It's shared blame. Nobody really takes ownership if everybody takes ownership.
Yeah, hand up. We got to be better, I guess. That's on us. Jeez.
We are.
Sugar in the gas tank or something. I don't know.
We are working to get Dan Orlovsky on the show today. We'll see if it ends up happening. But patience with Dylan Gabriel. You got any? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.